From the Sri Satya Sai Media Center at Prashanthi Nilayam, you are listening to Radio Sai Thursday Live. I am Chandu Vijay and this is Love to Love. And today we have a talk by someone who needs no introduction in the Sai fraternity. Professor Anil Kumar, who is well known in the Sai circle as Bhagwan's translator. He was the principal of the Brindavan campus of the Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning and later served as a professor in the Department of Biosciences in Prashanthi Nilayam campus. He has authored a number of books on Bhagwan Baba, the popular among being Satyopanishad, a series which is based on his conversations with Bhagwan. This talk, titled Baba and Democracy, was delivered in the Satsang Hall here in Prashanthi Nilayam on the 27th of January 2019. And with that, over to Professor Anil Kumar.
Sai Ram. My humble pranams at the lotus feet of our Bhagavan, dear friends. Baba and democracy is the topic of this day. Since we could not meet prior to Republic Day celebration yesterday, I wanted to draw your attention to certain important points connected with the occasion as stated by Bhagavan today. It may be belated, but at the same time, the message has got its importance, relevance, application, which requires some contemplation. Baba and the democracy. Actually speaking, my friends, government of the people, by the people, for the people, as defined by Abraham Lincoln, is democracy. Yesterday was a Republic Day celebration, which reminds us few points. One, that ours is a democratic, sovereign, republic, secular society. 4 points. Democratic, sovereign, republic, secular society. 4 points. These are the four which I wanted to draw your attention as applied to Bhagwan in his life and his teachings. Let us observe Bhagwan. Let us listen to his teachings. First, let me speak emphatically on democracy. If democracy is to be truly established, if democracy is to come in true spirit, a spiritual approach is the only way. Spiritual approach is the only way. Why I say that? Because spiritually, all of us believe that the same God resides in all. That God is everywhere. The one who is omnipresent, omniscient, omnipotent is in everyone. And that you are divine. What can be more than this to be said on democracy? It is the divinity that unifies all. It is divinity that brings us all together. It is the divinity that firmly establishes the fact that it is all a sort of fatherhood of God, brotherhood of man. This brotherhood and fatherhood are possible only along spiritual lines. There's no other common thing. Please take it from me. Let it be any kind of society, there are bound to be differences in respect of economy, in respect of the status, class, community, caste, and gender. These are all the factors that divide us. But if at all there is any factor that is going to unite us, it is only this spiritual basis, that the same consciousness prevails all over. That same consciousness is in everyone. Then it is the democracy. I would also tell you Bhagavan's statement. When he said, love all, serve all, what does he mean? He doesn't say, love this category of people. He will never tell you, serve this list of people. There is no list, separate list, whom you should love, whom you should serve. No. Clearly said, categorically, repeatedly, love all, serve all, that's all. Isn't that democracy? Can anybody say more than this? Impossible. Bhagavan also said many times, quoting from the Holy Scripture, all are one, my dear son, be alike to everyone. All are one, be alike to everyone. This oneness, this unity is the quintessence, is the principle of a true democracy. Further, Bhagavan also said, there's only one thing. We are divided everywhere. No matter we may boast that we are one, we are same, that's all platform. Really speaking, at the ground level, we are not same. We are not united. We are divided. For that he has said clearly, always keep in mind that there's only one caste, the caste of humanity. So that we'll never be divided by caste. He also said that there's only one religion, the religion of love. So that we'll not be divided by religion. Religion is supposed to unite, but our religions have successfully divided. If you go through the history, more wars are fought, wars. Atom bombs, mass killing happened in the name of religion than political grounds. Therefore, my friends, Baba has emphasized on spirituality but not religion. Religions, rituals, religions divide, but spirituality unites. And further, he said, the religion of love, if at all you want to follow any religion, come on, that is the religion of love. All religions speak on that. No religion says that you should hate somebody. Further, scripture says, love thy neighbor as thyself. Love thy neighbor as thyself. Love him as much as you love yourself. The Bhagavad Gita says, Adveshta sarva bhutanam maitra karuna evacha. Don't hate anybody. Ishvara sarva bhutanam. God is present in all beings. Ishavashyam idagam sarvam yatkincha jagatyan jagat chena chiktena bhunjidaha magurda kasya siddhanam, says Upanishad. Ishavashyam idam sarvam. Whole thing is divine. Idam, this. Sarvam. Everything. Ishavasyam. Full of divinity. So Upanishads, Bhagavad Gita, Bible, All the scriptures, all holy people, great masters, say this whole thing is divine. There is nothing other than divinity. This is the principle. This should be the basis for a true democracy, both in letter and spirit. Yet at the same time, he also said, there is one God who is omnipresent. There is only one God who is omnipresent. You may give any name. In passports also we find your real name and your nickname. First name, middle name and last name. Three names. And society may give you another name depending upon your whimsical nature. Whims and fancies. If he's a teacher, students will give him another name also. Another nickname. Therefore, we have so many names. Same person. So same God. People may call him in different names. What if? Names may be many, but he is the only one. The mode of worship may be different. The goals, one may call it heaven, others may call it paradise. Some may say nirvana, some may say moksha. Whatever may be, the ultimate is same. Mode of worship may be different, goal being the same. And if the religion is love, there cannot be any differences, there cannot be any animosities, there cannot be any rivalry or scope for enmity. And further, all the more, he also said, we find in certain countries, in certain places, one language trying to dominate the other language. We don't want anybody other than those that speak this language. We don't want to give jobs to anybody other than those that speak this language. What a narrow approach it is. There is only one language, the language of the heart. Language of the heart. We are divided by languages, by religions, castes, communities. What can that be? A democracy. Differences will never entertain democracy. But there is unity in diversity. There is unity in diversity which can be proved in reality only by spiritual path, only by spiritual way. And further, Bhagavan said, same democratic principles. What a leader says in the morning is different what he says in the afternoon. It is just the opposite what he says by night. Is a friend in the morning and an enemy by night. The alliances, the friendships, the groups look very funny. We will not be able to identify any person. He was in one party today, is another party tomorrow. So this kind of changes, loyalties, is not true democracy. If you want true democracy to survive, if you want true democracy to prevail, what Baba said, politics without principles. Politics without principles are not only useless, but positively dangerous to society. Politics without principles are not only useless, but dangerous to society. What more can be said on this? What more can be said on this? And further, he would also say, there should not be any exploitation in a democratic society. Exploitation. What does he say? Commerce without morality. commerce without morality. What kind of things are happening today? Everything is adulterated. Everything is, all the five elements are polluted. Food, poison, air pollution, water pollution, noise pollution, even food, even medicines are also are adulterated, polluted. So there's nothing to drink, nothing to eat, cannot even breathe because we don't have good air. Therefore, we got ourselves imprisoned. Imprisoned, encapsulated by our own making. Why? Commerce without morality. There's commerce without morality. I read in newspapers 2 days ago, red chilies are also painted with red color again. They are already red. They paint with red color again so that the fellow will have visa to heaven. Rice polluted. And then vegetables which are supposed to be of the normal size, a brinjal should be like that, but we have brinjals of the size of a pumpkin. Artificial, so that medical people will have enough of practice. You'll be surprised to find the vegetables of this size, plantain of that size, are odd size. Food is poisoned. Food is polluted. Water is polluted. Come on, what is there that is not polluted? Life is polluted. Mind is highly polluted. Mind is highly polluted. Because each fellow thinks that he is correct. He will not listen to others. Each person thinks that he is ultimate. But he forgets the fact the other man also thinks in the same way. Each fellow thinks that other man is a fool. And other man will take you as a double fool. This is what it is. Therefore, he said, science without humanity. Science without humanity. There may be scientific investigations, experiments, not at the cost of human life. You experiment, lose so much of money. With that money, poor people can be fed. More hospitals can be established. More service could be rendered to the community. Rather than wasting money on inventing atom bombs, hydrogen bombs, nitrogen bombs, threatening everybody, if I push the button, whole world will be burned to ashes. Come on, you will also burn in the ash. Therefore, science without humanity, commerce without morality, politics without principles. And furthermore, he says, if a democracy is to survive, we should have educated people. Education is necessary. Without education, we know how democracy is abused, how the open ballot is misused, how polling booths are captured, how ballot boxes are manipulated, managed. Because we don't have people who are educated. Education is essential for a healthy, good democracy. Well, we may say, well, many educated people are there in my country. Why do you say that? You may have education, but without character. There should be education that should nurture, that should support character, that should build up character or else it's no education at all. Education that does not nurture, that does not support character, will make you a literate but not educated man. Education, educated man is different from a literate. A literate knows how to write, how to read, that's all. Educated man knows the proper use of all that he writes, all that he reads. Therefore, education without character. My friends, I often feel, reflect within myself, Bhagwan, what wonderful statements you said. Why don't you think of each statement? Why don't we think of each statement and think in the present context, in the present day way of life, apply to our own selves? Then only Swami's teachings are useful, will be fruitful, purposeful. No, I will quote Swami. No, anybody can quote. DVD can quote. CDs can quote. There are a number of books available. You will be an extra burden. We should be able to interpret. We should be able to apply to the modern society and to our own individual selves so that there will be evolution, but not revolution. We find revolution, but we want evolution. And along the same breath, Swami says, democracy. If democracy is to be established on grounds of equality, equality, liberty, justice, correct. Liberty, justice, equality, freedom of speech, freedom of expression, correct. How is it possible? Swami has put it in a simple form. Spirituality is a journey from I to we. I to we. If we learn how to live as a community, giving up all the selfishness and self-interest, get out of all narrow limitations and psychological inhibitions, we turn to live in a larger community, I to we. Swami's teachings are meant for healthy, ideal, democratic life. Democracy. One time he said, government would be much better if they keep in mind that it's government, not merely government. Not merely government, godment, what he meant. That's the reason why in several countries that in the oath of office, they swear in the name of God. God meant. So in democracy, Swami said lots of things. Lots of things. Further he said, what shall I do now? Come on, serve the society with both your hands. Serve society. Serve yourself. Serve the community. But at the same time, think of the ultimate. Think of the purpose of life. Think of the goal of life, which is said in a single sentence. Hands in society, head in the forest. Hands in society, head in the forest. Come on, with these hands, serve the society. With your head, spend the time in contemplation and meditation. And he also said, this democracy, he demonstrated in his own life what kind of things that we find around here in Prashantinilayam. Same canteen for everybody. There is no special canteen. There are no special extra items for anybody. Same sambar, same rasam. Of course, same taste. Same taste, what to do? But food, same canteen, all of us should sit there, side by side. There are no thrones or special there. there are no 80 extra people in support of you. No. Come on, join the queue. You have to stand, join the queue, and go get your turn. That's a wait for your turn. Canteen is the proof of democracy in respect of food. Come on, in respect of there in the auditorium, we should go in line. There are some people who work here. They should go to work immediately. They are in charge of certain important areas of work. To attend to their work, they may be given some priority. But most of us, same lines. You should go in line. You should not push everybody and go to the front. No, you cannot. Kulondhal, democratic. Canteen, democratic. Ice cream, democratic. South Indian, North Indian, Western canteen, highly democratic. See how he built the whole system. And as Swami comes, everybody should be seated, that's all. No, I am a VIP, I will stand. Sevadal will take care of you. I'll shout, yes. Outside you can do it, not here. See how he established democracy, equality. Believe me or not, the superstar Rajinikanth, Tamil Nadu, had to wait for Bhagavan from morning 8 till 12 o'clock. 8 to 12, poor fellow, he was sitting there. All are looking at him, but Swami never looked at him. What did he do? He came through the other door. He came out through the other door. He went to the last row. He went to the road also, talking to the poor people who were waiting for food, collecting letters from everybody. Why? To make further delay and make this man wait. He had to wait. I'm the witness. And at 12 o'clock he comes there. Hello, when did you come? To make that man forget all the tension, all that strain he had in waiting for him. He called him and gave him interview and all that. That's good. I also remember Governor of Tamil Nadu at that time, Dr. M. Chennareddy, had to come to Sundaram at Madras for 3 consecutive days. On the third day, Swami asked him, what happened to you the 2 other days? Were you not here yesterday? What happened the day? He was there very much. Made him wait. I got into a risk at one time. One Supreme Court judge asked me to inform Swami that he has come for darshan. I went and told Swami, so-and-so Supreme Court judge has come for your darshan. Swami said, why do you recommend? Don't I know? Has he any special horns? Let him go and sit there. Let him go and sit there. There is no question of preference. There is no question of special treatment. Uniform, that's all. All are same. What can there be better democracy than this Baba, the only democrat? God is the democrat. Yes. He is not partial. And he is not a party man. He is impartial, but not party person. And I also remember Bhagavan taking photographs with all VIPs, so-called. My definition of VIP is very insignificant person. That's my definition. All right. Having had photographs with all those VIPs, after having individual photos of these students, he calls car drivers, he calls the kitchen cooks also to have photograph with him. That is democracy. That is equality. He has got every right to speak on democracy. He has got every authority to speak on democracy. No one else, because he practices democracy. And he sees to it that all will have their food. That all will, why? Time of prasadam distribution here. When Swami sits there, he will be watching. When boys return, he will call them. Aray, that row, that man did not receive prasadam. Go there, what are you doing? Cook. He will be finding out who has not received prasadam sitting over there. Equality, equality. Really, we will be wonderstruck. How could he be like that? When one central minister came there for Swami's darshan to Bangalore, he came around 8:30 or 9 o'clock by the time Swami has gone up. He was waiting there, central minister, with all the collectors and all the people behind. He waited and waited and waited. Ultimately, he had to return. I was waiting there to watch what drama is going on, whether he would call him or not. Union minister. After he left, Swami came down. Called me, what are you doing here? Why didn't you go to the college? Well, Swami, I'm watching what is happening. What are you watching? Union minister, Swami, why? Let him be union minister or cabinet minister, what do you care? They have to wait for me. They must come along with others, that's all. They cannot have exclusive attention. It's not possible. That's what he said. I'm a witness to so many incidents of this kind where Swami has demonstrated, has clearly proved how he treats everybody equal. Please understand it. He doesn't distinguish anything like that, class 4 employee, class 3 employee, class 2 employee. Those that go by class are asses, are senseless. However, God himself does not observe any differences. Who are you to observe differences? Who are you? Are you not ashamed of it? When he treats everybody equal, well, you have got your own cadre. What a sense of shame it is. Democracy. Pakka, as per the principles. And further, democracy, republic. A republic country will have to follow the constitution. The constitution cannot be violated. But we make amendments to suit our convenience. So many amendments, more than the clauses of the constitution itself. See Baba's constitution. What kind of constitution it is. There may be conferences going on. There may be visit by the prime minister or the president of this country. There may be a very big function. Yet, Nagar Sankirtan will take place as per schedule. Bhajan will take place as per schedule. Puja, worship in the mandir goes on as per schedule. Constitution, the law of the temple, the law of the land of Baba, will have to follow the constitution. This is a true republic. The rules laid by him will have to be strictly followed, that's all. We cannot violate. How does he make everybody follow the constitution? Constitution, I mean, the law that he established here, which is unwritten. Written law is always violated. Public law will never come to the notice of the public. Swami's unwritten law is followed by everybody. Unwritten. How? through love. Do you find any announcement there? Silence, please, silence, please. A family came a few days ago, they are staying with me. And I asked their son, a very young fellow, maybe 6 years or 7 years. Are, how do you like Prashant? Very much, uncle. Why do you like it? There's so much of silence here. There's no noise here. Very silent. Oh, young fellow, 8-year-old fellow, could notice the silence here and appreciate it in Prashant. Who told you that? So did Swami say? No. He makes you observe the rules of the land. He makes you realize the regulation of the land. He makes you understand the implications of the rules and regulations and experience benefits thereby, advantages thereby, through love. Not by bulletins, not by repeated announcements, not through social media, nothing. Simply goes love. He sits there, finish. Nobody talks. Shh. Who asked you to be silent? That full control through love. Therefore, republic, adherence to the rules and regulations and the constitution is made possible by Bhagwan Baba, by his unconditional love. His love makes everybody understand why Swami wants us to live this way. He will see to it that we are convinced why Bhagwan wants us to adhere, to follow this discipline. Yes? Really amazing, really amazing. Nothing like you must, you must. He never said you must. He never used the word must, no. Given to your option. And you yourself will realize the use of it, the benefit of it, if we follow his principles. Left to your choice again. You are not forced. That is democracy. That is democratic republic. Democratic republic to follow. Constitution, rules and regulations, which is not subjected to any amendments, follow strictly. And then democratic republic, sovereign, sovereignty. Yes, sovereignty, meaning understand that you are the master of yourself. You are the master of yourself, sovereignty. This sovereignty will preserve your dignity. This sovereignty will maintain your independence. Or else you live in dependence. You will never be independent. I am the master of time, my own time. I am the master of my own money. I am the master of my own resources. I am the master of my own talents. Nobody to question it. Nobody can rob you. Nobody can rob your talent. Steal your talent. Impossible. You are the master of your own. Shrunvantu Vishve Amurtasya Putraha. Shrunvantu Vishve Amurtasya Putraha. You are the sons of divinity. You are the embodiments of divinity. There is nobody above you. There is nobody above you. Respecting one's own self is what sovereignty meant. That nobody will take charge of your life. Nobody can enslave you. No one can put you down unless you allow yourself to be let down. unless you invite to be a slave. Nobody can make you a slave. Who wanted you to be a slave? Yes, I want to be a slave. Why? I want some benefits. I have some selfish purposes. So, I'm happy as a slave. I'll continue to be a slave. I'll make people all around to be slaves. I'll speak on slavery for one's own benefit. Who can help such fellows? Independence or slavery are of one's own option. Religion will never encourage slavery. Please understand it. Religion will never project, will never help you to be more a slave, a better slave. No. It wants you to be independent. Why? When God is by your side, when God is within you, why should you submit yourself to anybody? Because you want certain cheap benefits, cheap favors, so you prefer to be a slave. Sovereignty, supremacy. This supremacy, the dignity of labor, you may call it, the dignity of the soul, the dignity of the human life, can be preserved by understanding one's own consciousness, one's own soul, one's own spirit, depend on one's own inner voice, inner dictates, the supreme command of God within me. Whom are you following? I don't say I'm following him. I follow my own conscience. That's what Baba says. Don't follow the body because you are not the body. Body is like a water bubble. Don't follow the mind because mind is a mad monkey. Mad monkey. Follow your own conscience. That's what Baba says. That is sovereignty. Following one's own conscience is sovereignty. Therefore, my friends, democratic, republic, sovereign. The fourth one is secular. Secular does not mean a land or a territory without God or atheist. No. Secular meaning all can live together. Everyone can follow one's own path. A Christian, a Muslim, a Buddhist, Hindu, a Sikh, all can live together. All religions should be tolerant towards each other. There is scope for every religion to exist. There's total independence to follow your own mode of worship. Baba will never say, follow me. Simple example. Take bhajans there. Take bhajans here. All bhajans speak of all the names of all gods. Devi, Shiva, Vishnu, Rama, Krishna, Zoroaster, Yesu, Allah, name the God, Buddha. All names are there in bhajans. Why? Secular. Who is an ideal secular ruler? Satya Sai Baba himself. Totally secular. The secularism in its height is noticed here. Secularism in its excellence is noticed here. Buddha Purnima is celebrated by everybody. Christmas celebrated by everybody. New Year celebrated by everybody. Janmashtami, Vinayak Chaviti, Dasara, all people participate, of all religions, of all countries participate. That is secularism. One is secular if he follows that. Therefore, my friends, just observe Swami. Just observe keenly the kind of environment we are here. The kind of establishment that he has made here. Very simple. Swami is very simple. and straight. He will never say one thing and another thing at another time. He always remembers everybody. He cares everyone. You might have come here 20 years ago and come here after 20 years, 25 years. Still he remembers you. This kind of giving importance to every individual, is the quality of a true Democrat. If there is any 100% Democrat, he is such a Sai Baba. If there is any secular person, the height of excellence in the field of secular society, it is such a Sai Baba. How he cares for everybody. After all, you may be grateful and ungrateful. You may follow him, you may follow him, you may not follow him. Yet his love is unconditional. Not those that follow me, not those that don't follow me, those that follow me 100%, there is no great system here. All are same. One time, some group from Japan, I believe, under the leadership of one person, Koji Takahashi, from a group of people, came here to question Swami, to question him, and finding out this, they were not allowed to get into the ashram. They were detained there. But when it is brought to the notice of Swami, he asked them, let them come. They were asked to sit in the front row. Those fellows who came here to question him, challenge him, were given front rows. I said, Swami, what happened to you? You don't look at me when I have come for you. You look at that fellow who never came for you, who is ready to question you. What is wrong with you? When he went to close to them, he has lifted his hand, blessing them. They folded their hands. That is such a Sai Baba. That is such a Sai Baba, understand it. Why? The fellows who came here as rebellions, militants, to question him, did namaskar. Why? Did he give him some cash? Did he give them some gold and diamonds? No, love, that's all. They surrendered because of his love. This happened in the life of Jesus. This happened in the life of Jesus Christ. This happened in the life of Bhagavan Buddha. We have come to question, kill him, surrendered, fell at their feet. Because the divine, most powerful weapon, intercontinental ballistic missile, is love. Love, that's all. He's able to control it. It's really amazing. Therefore, my friends, sovereign democratic republic secular society, all the four in one, is Bhagavan Sri Satya Sai Baba, all the four in one, which we will observe by living with him, by living here in Prashantinilayam. One example I'll tell you. Do you find any preference, extra attention given to so-called donors? Did he make any attempt to attract people? Did he make any attempt to attract people? No. We are attracted. Magnet does not say, come to me, come to me. Iron will go to the magnet. Jaggery won't come to the hands. Ants will go to the jaggery. We devotees go to Baba. Baba is not coming to us. He is not attracting us. We are attracted. Please understand it. Therefore, there is no attempt, there is no incident to specially attract people by cheap tactics. Cheap tactics. Giving some extra preference to have got more money. Nothing. What are? Nothing. You know, when he left the body, there are so many checks which have not been encashed. Date of expiry, dead and gone, long back. He never cared. We see him in darshan line throwing back the packets of currency on the face. Yes, I know. They give them some cover. Suddenly you throw it back. We think that the Swami doesn't like that person. No. He didn't like the money there. Chuck, you want to buy me? Get out. See that. Really, every act of his, every word of his, every posture of his, every gesture of his, every action of his, every movement of his, every thought of his is democratic, is secular, selfless, based on unconditional love. May Bhagavan bless you. Thank you very much.
Krishna, 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 Madhava Mohan Shyam Gopala,
Madhava Mohan Shyam Gopala,
Murali Dhara Mukunda Gopala,
Murali Dhara Mukunda Gopala,
Dwapara Yuga
Ananda Kana Rupa Naam.
वसुदेवनंदन गोपाला
वसुदेवनंदन गोपाला
यशोदनंदन गोपाला
यशोदनंदन गोपाला
नंद गोपाला आनंद गोपाला
नंद गोपाला आनंद गोपाला
साई गोपाला सत्य साई गोपाला
श्याम राधे श्याम साई श्याम ಗೋಪಾಲ
ಜಯ ಶ್ರೀ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ರಾಧೆ ರಾಧೆ
ರಾಧೆ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ರಾಧೆ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಜಯ ಶ್ರೀ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ರಾಧೆ
ಶಿರಡಿ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಪರಿಧಿ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಸಾಯಿ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ರಾಧೆ ರಾಧೆ
ಶಿರಡಿ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಪರಿಧಿ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಸಾಯಿ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ರಾಧೆ ರಾಧೆ
ರಾಧೆ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ರಾಧೆ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಜಯ ಶ್ರೀ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ರಾಧೆ
ರಾಧೆ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ರಾಧೆ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಜಯ ಶ್ರೀ ಕೃಷ್ಣ
Oh,